Good morning, listeners. The title for our series of messages during Heritage Month is Faith in Action, Five Unlikely Heroes. As we focus our attention this morning on the episode in Israel's history involving the hero Barak, the message the Lord wants us to learn is that anyone can be a hero of faith if we make ourselves available for God to use us. Though we may not consider ourselves as heroes, or that there is no greatness in us, once our lives are yielded to God, He can transform us into heroes. Present-day heroes who leave behind a legacy for others to follow are still in the making. Our hero of faith is found in the book of Judges, chapters 4 and 5. Chapter 4 begins by informing us that after Ehud died, the Israelites once again did evil in the eyes of the Lord. So the Lord sold them into the hands of Jabin, a king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. The commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Harosheth Hagoyim. Because he had 900 iron chariots and had cruelly oppressed the Israelites for 20 years, they cried out to the Lord for help. Verses 1 to 3 of chapter 4. Into this scenario, the Lord called Barak through the prophetess Deborah. Through Deborah, God gave instructions to Barak to engage the army at Jabin. The army was led by Sisera. God promised Barak that he himself would lure the army, the enemy, and give them into Barak's hand. In response to God's clear instructions, however, Barak laid down his own condition. He would only go if Deborah went with him. Why did Barak respond in this way? Perhaps he felt himself spiritually inadequate for the task, and as such, he needed Deborah, who was recognized by all Israel as a prophet of God. He wanted her to go with him. Whatever the reason for Barak's wavering, Deborah agreed to go. But she prophesied that, because of the way you are going about this, the honor will not be yours, for the Lord will hand Sisera over to a woman. This woman turned out to be Jael, an ordinary housewife, who, when the opportunity presented itself to her, took the life of Sisera using ordinary household implements. Though Barak and his men did defeat the army of Jabin, when their 900 iron chariots got stuck in the mud caused by the flooded Kishon River, the honor of defeating the general Sisera after he fled the scene of the battle went to Jael. Chapter 5 of Judges is a poem commemorating this famous victory of God on behalf of his people. Though Barak is mentioned in this song, the greater honor went to the ordinary housewife, Jael. Our focus this morning is not on Jael, but on Barak. However, even though Barak is halting in his faith and displays conditional obedience, Barak is still listed among the stalwarts of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. Why is Barak included? Simply to encourage us to press on in our walk of faith. The story of God's use of Barak to achieve his purposes should tell us that we do not need to have perfect character or to display perfect faith in order for God to use us. What God requires is a yielded heart. In his mercy and patience with the weaknesses and frailties of man, he will still accomplish his purposes and plans through us. God is not looking for perfect heroes, but he is looking for willing hearts to transform into heroes of faith. And we can all qualify for that. The stalwarts of faith, as seen in Scripture, were ordinary men and women, even boys and girls, like our own children. Elijah was a man just like us. But because of his yieldedness to God, God was able to do amazing things through his life, such as raising someone from the dead. Imagine that. Imagine God using you to raise someone who collapsed right in front of you. But that's possible. We see Elijah calling down fire from heaven. And he even caused drought to come upon the land for 3.5 years. We do not need to be perfect. We simply need to be available. God will take the life we offer to him to do his will through us. We are told that Elijah was a man just like us. He experienced fear. We see this when he fled for his life from Jezebel. He experienced depression and became quite despondent and even had suicidal thoughts. He was a man just like us. What God wants us to know that he will take the life we offer to him to do his will through us. It might not be extraordinary things like defeating an imposing enemy. It might simply be extending the love of God to someone who needs it in a time of need. Whatever acts God accomplishes through us, whether great or small, would qualify us to be inducted in God's hall of faith. Let's press on in faith, even as we consider how God used Barak's imperfect faith to accomplish a great task. Be blessed and keep safe. Until next time.